Hi there, welcome. It's SB Pod with Stanford Steve. I'm Scott Van Pelt. Big, what do we got in the hopper? We got a lot to get to, don't we?
Yep.
I want to start with the NFL quarterback exercise you and I went through the other day when we just were just riffing off the top of our head about do you have a guy or not?
Okay. Right?
Before we do that, quick update. Still semi-homeless, but not really. We moved into a neighbor's home who's not around. In the meantime, shout out to the Kubek family of Potomac. Kind enough to open their home to us. We didn't destroy much. We tried to leave a small footprint, small as possible. And now we've moved on to a new home. And shout out to our neighbors. They've never met us, Steve. Don't know us from, swear to you, don't know us from Adam. Opened up their home to us and let three absolute, well, my daughter's not, but my sons are animals. And we have an actual animal in Red. They opened up the home because as she told us, she said, this is what you're supposed to do. I'm like, you know what? You're not supposed to do anything. You don't have to do anything, but you did. And so it's moving. It's touching. Great community, and they've had our backs, and they continue to. So that's the update. Still looking for a permanent residence or semi-permanent. We'll find one. Shout to Air France. we didn't have to invoke the very special, very specific skill set of Big Cat.
Oh, no?
Didn't have to. We mentioned what needed to happen here, and what do you know, that next morning in the inbox, there was some vouchers that had been sorted out.
Oh!
Funny how that happens. Just the mere threat of the Big Cat was enough. So that's where things stand. All right. Thanks to everybody who's been kind again and cares. We appreciate you. So Stanford Steve and I are sitting here just talking about the draft, which is this Thursday on every network. You watch wherever you want. You can figure it out. And we're talking about the quarterbacks that are coming out in the draft. And we'll get to that in a second. And the inability of this league that spends millions and millions of dollars to try to figure out this position and how poorly they drafted is just, it's incredible to me. But I've never in my life, Steve, remembered a time where it felt like fewer teams had not the guy, but even a guy at quarterback. Am I overstating that to you?
Well, no. I mean, obviously today I was just looking again, if you want to break it down, looking at the NFC with Rodgers gone now, right? Rodgers gone. And you think about these teams. I mean, the Niners played in the NFC title game. They don't know what they're going to do with Purdy. And the fact that it's Purdy that makes you feel good about their quarterback situation. Rewind a couple months ago. And people were like, who?
Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant gives them a better sense of security, even after he had surgery, than it does the entire NFC South. Right? Yeah. We can go through this very quickly. I don't want this to be just slow death listening to like talk radio or a podcast. But just go through AFC East. Does Buffalo have the guy? Obviously, they do. Does Miami? No. We don't know. Tua City's thinking about retirement. Not that he's going to, but he's had to think about it. Does New England know they have a guy? No.
I think so.
Okay. Then we'll give a very tenuous yes.
What helps is they have a coach that's coached offense. I'll take that.
As opposed to the defensive coordinator they had calling plays for the last year?
Yes.
What was that? It's Bill Belichick. Yeah, I'll just put Patricia. He's got some pencils. And he'll be good. All right, the Jets obviously have a guy now in Rodgers. Cincinnati's got a guy.
Yeah.
Baltimore? We don't know. We don't know. Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. Question mark? Cleveland?
A lot of work to do.
I mean, I think the answer is yes. I think. But, man, you gave up a whole lot for – it's more question mark than it is yes. Jacksonville, yes. Tennessee, no. Indianapolis, no. Houston, no. Obviously, these teams are going to try to address it in the draft, and they've got high picks. But given the team's inability to use those picks to find the guy, no. Kansas City and the Chargers, yes and yes. Vegas, no. Denver?
Let's ride.
Come on. Has Denver got the guy? Let's ride. Let's run.
They're paying a guy. I know that.
Yeah, they've traded for the guy, a guy who they thought was the guy. I mean, you see what we're doing here. Philadelphia and Dallas, yes and yes. The Giants, they kind of paid like they do, but the way they structured it, it's really 2 years to find out for sure, right? Washington, no. Minnesota, you might roll your eyes. They got a guy. You can say whatever you want about Kirk Cousins. Who's Kirk Cousins? Whatever I just said.
Who's
Kirk
that?
Cousins. They got a guy.
Yep.
He's better than a lot. Not as good as some, better than a lot. Detroit, do they have a guy?
Yes.
I agree. Goff's a guy. Green Bay thinks they've got a guy. They clearly, yeah. Let's hit pause right there. You think that's more interesting in the Rodgers scenario than the Jets scenario?
Absolutely.
Because?
We haven't talked about it. All we do is talk about the other side of the trade.
That's true. I wrote one big thing for Sports Center. I didn't mention Green Bay or Love. I didn't.
I believe it.
That's a failure as the host. But what makes it so interesting to you?
It's finally, I think, the linchpin of the Packers having this dominance with Rodgers in that division. And even with that dominance in the division, they still weren't able to win or go to another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. What do the dominoes fall? You know, a great quarterback all the time, his best attribute to me is how many insufficiencies does he cover up of the rest of the team? Can he, can he help a bad defense? Can he help an okay offensive line? Can he get a run game going or help the run game going with different situational checks inside a game? And then the NFC as it in its totality is just, I mean, where do you go? I mean, did the Eagles look that much better? Do you believe that the Cowboys were right there with the Eagles? Are those two teams in a level all their own? Because San Francisco's got a quarterback situation.
Yeah, but hold on. Just narrow the focus just to the NFC North. I think that's the most interesting question you have to answer with Green Bay. Because as we're doing this, do they have a guy or not? Chicago is operating like they think that they got one with Fields, but they don't know.
No,
they don't know.
Their situation around the QB is not good.
Of course it's not, which is partly why you trade that high a pick. So you can get it. You need more pieces than one person gets you. But I get what you're saying about Green Bay. They clearly think Love's good enough to make this move. But they've been so spoiled that look at the Colts. They went from Manning to Luck, and you had excellent quarterback play for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Green Bay's had decades upon decades of it. If Love's marginal or adequate, it's just you're so horribly spoiled with what they've had for all these years that the answer to that question is really interesting. I agree. And so much so, Steve, that I didn't mention one word of it in one big thing.
Well, you got time to edit it. The other thing, and maybe the biggest factor that a great quarterback covers up, coaching.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Okay. NFC South, no one has a guy. Tampa Bay care. Who?
I don't know.
Come on. Now Carolina's
going to take Trask down in Tampa.
Apparently.
Carolina's
going to take Young, and then maybe they'll have the guy. San Francisco, the Purdy deal, we know. Seattle's got a guy, Geno, who was like
can't
six.
Wait to see where he goes.
Six straight one-year contracts or whatever it was, and then they tried to write me off, but I didn't write back. Love it. Rams have a guy, I guess. Stafford says he feels healthy. Good. I hope you are, Matthew. Arizona, that situation out there.
That's my favorite thing I read this weekend. Arizona's willing to trade out of three. You think?
Right. If ever, I mean, you think is sort of an overused catch-all, but that's the perfect spot for you think? Oh, really? Arizona would trade that. Yeah, I bet they would. All of this is to say that as we get ready for this draft on Thursday, where someone's going to talk themselves into Levis at number two, I mean, what? What? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean, Barnwell's here this week. Barnwell could be some futures plays on a second pick for him. That wouldn't be the worst thing that happened, allegedly. Neither here nor there. But what? Stroud, some S2 score? The fuck is that? put on the Georgia tape. You want to see how he processes information? You want to see how he figures stuff out? Now, I will say this. Maryland had Ohio State had the ball down three because Stroud looked kind of iffy there.
Yeah, he didn't have a month to prepare for the Terps defense. He had a month to prepare for Georgia.
Also, two words, snake pit. Okay. You waltz into the snake pit on a windy, chilly November day. You don't know what you might get. But honestly, I will say that in reading all of these things about this S2 and there are a lot of these. Reid Feldman's piece, by the way, in The Athletic, is always awesome. Just the quarterback coaches and the GMs and the people that talk about, look, you can get a good score and not be a great player, but the bad scores in that almost never are good players. That's sort of my takeaway from what I gather. I just know I look at the Georgia tape and I see a guy that I'd take and I wouldn't be scared of. And I'm not anti-Levis as much as I am. I feel like history repeats itself when it comes to drafting this position. And it's like, don't you guys remember anything that happened? You're like Dory and Finding Nemo, the whole NFL. It's like you turn away and go, oh, he looks good. He did this with Zach Wilson. What are we doing? I just don't understand it. We're going to have Richardson on tonight. We're going to talk. This is Monday. We're taping this. Incredibly intriguing. Hasn't played a ton. I hope for him he goes somewhere where he can just sit and watch.
Hasn't played enough. It's
that's what I'm saying.
Mind-boggling. Yeah.
And so I just hope for him that they don't just chuck him in the deep end. Because when you get thrown in deep water, man, that position will eat you alive. Eat you alive.
Oh.
Conversely, Mahomes, a Rodgers. I mean, we could go on with a list of so many different examples of quarterbacks that got to sit and watch. And you don't even have to watch a great player. I mean, Alex Smith had a really nice career. Was he a great player? Some like Hall of Famer. But he was a great professional to learn from. And when Mahomes took over, we see what has happened. But he's a singular talent. I'm not trying to compare other people to Mahomes, just the circumstance, the situation of getting to learn. And I feel like if Levis goes somewhere, he's going to have to play immediately. Young is going to have to play immediately. So I've seen talk about maybe Tennessee or Seattle. Could they take that? Seattle's a perfect situation. Let Geno cook.
Mm.
And then when it's time, you can see what you got. I just, this position and the inability of this league to figure it out the position. I've done this a long time. I won't do it for however many years I've been doing it. I won't do it that many more. But whenever I'm old and just sitting around, I'll be like, have they figured out the quarterback thing yet? No, they still draft guy. Hey, Peepaw, they still draft a guy because he ran fast. And he's how many games did he play? They started like 10 games. And they took him second, huh? How'd that go? I'm not kidding. It just feels like it's just there. Everybody in the league is Dory. Just keep swimming. What quarterback do you like best?
Bryce Young.
The size doesn't concern you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to say this. I answer it in different ways because I don't really like. You're talking about to succeed at the next level, correct? And you're talking about out of this group. And I've seen Bryce in game situations a heck of a lot more do things that's more special to me than the other guys. Now, yeah, you get into durability factors and all that. Yeah, that's a question mark. But when you're talking about these guys, I think he is in his own tier. And obviously health is a factor that could get anybody. But when you're talking about this group, yes, it's Bryce Young.
Okay. The one of the quotes from Feldman's article that I found interesting, and I'm going to paraphrase unless I can find it here quickly. Here it is. This is a quote, from Reid Feldman's article, Athletic.
Is this the article where Uiagalelei went in on Clemson?
Totally
read
different.
That one?
No. I yes, I did. I did. But that has nothing to do with this. Here's the quote. The team that takes him will say they're going to invest in the O-line. Okay, that's awesome. But when he gets landed on, and he will, he's going to break. Mm. And that's not an unreasonable concern, because this is not a gigantic person. And you worry, like, Lamar Jackson's not huge, has had difficulty finishing seasons. But I'm always hesitant to talk about injury prone or whatever else, because right. Like Matthew Stafford got labeled as being injury prone. Like that was some fault of his, you know, he just got blasted. He played through the back and the thumb and all the rest. He showed time and time again what his toughness was. Tua did too when he was at Alabama. Think about how much that guy played through with the injuries to his ankle, and he kept putting himself out there. But obviously you don't mess around with head injuries, which happened this year. But yeah, I feel like Young, if you just watch the tape, I'm big on watch tape. You know, what'd you put on tape, right? I mean, that's what they say about this sport.
Tape don't lie.
Well, I don't think it lies. I just think big time spots, big time throws, big time plays. That's what Young did over and over and over and over. So I get it. Levis apparently could go too. So, I mean, I feel like people thought I didn't like Danny Dimes when I said I just never thought I was looking at the sixth pick when he got picked. I think watching Levis, I didn't feel like I was watching the second pick. Mm-hmm. And apparently he will be. But again, when I'm Peepaw, true Peepaw in a permanent fishing hat, I'll just go, hey, it's the draft, huh? Gather around. Let me tell you about the year that they took. Doesn't matter.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, playoff talk. Ready?
Yeah.
We say the same thing every year. The Stanley Cup playoffs are just, I always particularly the early rounds are better just because from the jump, it's just more entertaining. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a whole lot of Brooklyn against Philly. You don't have a whole lot of that. You have a whole lot of road teams win. Mm-hmm. You're in scramble mode from the jump when you're the higher seeds. It's just mayhem. The Edmonton-LA game that I watched on Sunday night was incredible. Edmonton's down 3-0. Somehow
season on the brink.
Yeah, they're toast. And look, they could still. The Kings haven't really blinked. They just happened to lose in overtime, so Edmonton goes home for Game 5 with a series tied. But if the Kings won that series, it wouldn't surprise me at all, because this sport is just. I mean, it would surprise me if Boston lost in the first round. Mm-hmm. Other than that, really nothing would surprise me.
Nope, I'm with you.
And I'm not television's John Bushygrass. They know who we mean. I don't know the sport as well, but I just pay attention enough where I don't think that there are shocking results other than if Boston didn't win. But watching Edmonton down 3-0, I'm like, are they really going to go like this? Yeah. And they didn't. They just didn't. They knuckled up. As we're talking again, I'm keeping an eye on that Toronto Lightning series. I mean, you're Toronto and you draw that team. Been to 3 straight cup finals. That's your first round opponent, and you've got to win a playoff series. Have to. They might not, but they rallied an incredible in what game 3, an incredible rally to manage to steal that game. Dude had 75 stitches in his face and came back to play. I say the same thing every spring. What these people are willing to endure just so they could touch a big hunk of tin. You know,
yeah,
it's incredible to me, man. I have just so much admiration for the want to.
I appreciate the players not having to talk to the refs as much as they do in the NBA.
Not a lot of complaining. Not as much complaining there.
That's drop the puck.
It's a plague. It's a plague in the league, man. Dudes, all they do is complain. All they do is complain. Or DeJounte Murray, who I like, he's been invited to enjoy game five from not on the floor.
He got his Cancun flight early.
it would appear that this Atlanta season, with or without him, was probably dwindling. The injuries on the NBA front have had a significant impact early on. That's a bummer. Most recently, we see that De'Aaron Fox has broken the tip of the index finger on his left hand. That series has been just as much fun as you can have watching, because Sacramento, who hasn't been in the playoffs in a billion years, they're playing the reigning champs, and they had to dodge a Harrison Barnes wide open look to be tied, or they're in real danger of being finished. I've enjoyed the hell out of watching that series. I think it's Fox needs to be right for them to win. He's a superstar, Steve, and anybody that pays attention knows that. It's fun for people that are what the NBA fans would call casuals to maybe get a chance to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy, I mean, I don't know how many players. Lists aren't my strength, so yeah. I'm not gonna start listing players. But I don't know. There aren't that many that are better than him at that position.
No, I think we talked about it. It's just the idea that the ability not to flex a schedule. Like, it's 82 games, and we can't move games around to put them in prime time. And, you know, we've had this conversation. I think it was Kings Bucks this year. And then it was, I don't know, Lakers Warriors, and nobody's even playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that Kings Bucks game was not on, but they need Sabonis. He's been awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
And that's the thing. Even though he has been, they're still right there. That's the part that should be, I think, encouraging, shouldn't it? Because he's not likely to maintain the level of being, he's not going to be awful the whole series.
I mean, it's four games. He hasn't been.
That's fair. That's good. Fair. That's
I just fair. Think the Warriors are kicking themselves for not getting one of them in Sacramento. Like but now, hey, you're even, and you know you got to win one on the road. You've said it.
Been bad on the road all year. At some point, we just, what's the line when somebody tells you who they are, believe them? Well, they've shown us all season long what they are and what they're not. They're not a good road team. Championship DNA. Yep, we know it. Under Kerr, you guys have been great on the road. Yep, we know it. In the playoffs. Been bad on the road this year, all year long. They just go to Sacramento and get one. What is that, Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't get the schedule, but I'm not going to complain about it. Like, it's all anyone does. Go, the schedule stinks. Yep, it does. They won't fix it. So, oh, well.
Sure, there's a reason.
The Dylan Brooks thing, like, he didn't talk after he got kicked out, and then he said his narratives. It's like, come on, man. Come on.
How come everybody liked Lance Stephenson when he did it to LeBron, and no one likes Dylan Brooks?
Because everyone thinks Lance Stevenson's just a little bit like from outer space. And I think people don't, there's not the outer space component with Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
And I think Brooks goes full on WWE heel. And he called him old.
Yeah.
And the thing about Memphis is, I've talked about the city of Memphis. Like, I've always went back to the grindhouse days, and they're the identity of the city and the team and the rough, grimy, rugged, all that. Like, all that, I dig all that. I always have. You know, you're not the biggest market, not the most glamorous. I like all that. What I don't like is a team who's won nothing, who talks so much. Mm-hmm. I don't like that at all, because that was not really part of the identity. Part of the identity is where people don't think this. No, they talk a lot. About they want the smoke, and they talk a lot and act like they've won stuff that they haven't won.
Mm.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think that comes from their leader.
Well, I mean, at some point, you got to deliver.
Yeah.
You know, you got to deliver, and it can't just be talking about, you know, who you don't fear and whatever else. And just, you know, people can think whatever they want about LeBron James, but the dude's I mean, we don't need to get the resume out, you know?
No.
And I think that there's, on some level, there's a method to the madness. People, I think that what Brooks aspires to be on some level is a guy who he's had beef with, and that's Draymond. You know, you want to be an agitator. You want to be a guy that can get under the skin, and there's a method to the madness. But it just, it was Sunday night, right? When they were down like 35-6 or something.
Saturday night.
Was it?
Yeah.
I get
36-9.
Not great. Not a great first quarter. They haven't won a game on the road as an underdog this year. Do you know that?
I know. That's crazy.
That's more than crazy. That's just, again, that's part of, you want to be the team that you talk like you are, and you know, you look in the mirror and you see a certain thing. Well, then you got to go be that at some point.
Teams that weren't trying to win did that.
Teams at what?
Teams that weren't trying to win,
yeah,
won a game this year as an underdog.
By accident.
Yeah.
Whoops.
The Grizzlies didn't.
That's staggering. That series isn't over. And, you know, the last we saw, Ja was out there scoring 22 in a row, and you had LeBron and Anthony Davis talking about him with a certain level of respect and reverence. It's like, look, man, when a dude gets going like that, there's nothing you can do. Mm. And I love seeing that. I love, you know, whatever non-Dylan Brooks people see when they see LeBron. I mean, he's obviously earned a certain place in the game that's rare. And that level of respect that he's got for Ja, I think you got to be careful. You don't want to let that guy, you don't want to let the, what did Mark Jones say? Grease is hot as fish grease. I mean, look, when you're up by 100, you can afford to let a guy, hey, have fun. Score as many as you want. We're still up double digits. Really, yeah, Doesn't matter. I just want Memphis to
big spot for Ja tonight.
Don't talk about it. Okay, well then be about it.
All right. You mentioned it, the team that hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
Another team that hasn't won anything has a group that's back in the mix, and you haven't been a fan of them in the past.
Who's that?
Knicks fans, assess.
I've said it forever, and I mean it. Listen, I have had a problem with talking about the Knicks for years because it's like they're the Cowboys. They don't win. What's the point? And at least the Cowboys have won in like the HD TV era, sort of. I mean, what are we talking about? Willis Reed? Come on. Let's be honest, Knick fans. It's been a minute. But I always said the same thing. And you can get mad at me for saying what I just said, which is a fact, not an opinion. But I always followed it up with, it's way more fun when you're good. There's very few places like the Garden when it's right. And when you get a spring going where right now you got the Rangers and the Devils, you got the Cavs and the Knicks, you're alternating nights when one night it's this, the next night it's that. Mm. That building is great. And Knicks fans, on some level, I can't help but laugh at you. Like, this is New York City, man. You guys are going berserk, and it's the first round series, and you haven't even won it yet. Nope. But then I push back and go, I love the sincerity and the passion of all of it. Those people are bananas, and it's real. Like, this isn't performative. They're not doing this. This isn't performance art. This is absolute unbridled passion. This is, where's the third rail? I want to lick it. That's what New York City Knicks, that's what Knicks fans are like. Inject whatever that electricity of the third, put it in my veins right now. And then, okay, we get somebody in the second round, buckle up. Love Knicks fans. Love the sincerity.
They can play the Heat the way things are going.
Well, maybe. But I'm all about those videos from New York, from the street.
Spider, JB, you should have gone.
Do you regret not signing with the Knicks? I mean, just the whole, all of it. That's to me, you know, that's New York City at its finest. Because it's, like I said, it's real. It's absolutely real. I'm all over the place trying to keep track of all the different series and things. And I don't even know if we mentioned that all the people that Rodgers can play in primetime. I don't think we did. Like Green
Bears.
I just think it's going to be interesting. The Giants are going to be the Giants. The Jets are going to be in primetime a zillion times.
Sweet.
You know who has the longest playoff drought in North American professional sports right now? The Jets. Because the Kings made it this year. The Mariners made it last fall. The Kings made it this spring. And the Jets will carry the longest playoff drought into the NFL season with them.
You think Canada misses the Grizzlies?
I never thought about that until right now. Mm. I loved the Vancouver Grizzly logo and color scheme was great. I just remember when my man Wink, Steve Francis, got drafted there.
He didn't want it.
Not a lot.
He didn't want to go there.
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Steve wasn't particularly excited. Vancouver's a fantastic city. Oh. That color scheme, that I don't know if they miss him. I'll tell you what they miss more than the Grizzlies, the Stanley Cup. they would really be keen on just somebody. Mm. What we got? We got Winnipeg. They're still in the mix.
Yep.
Toronto. Who am I missing? There's somebody else. Oh, Edmonton.
Yeah.
That's who they got. They missed the cup more than they missed the Grizzlies. I'm pretty sure of that. You have any other updates for us? Any sort of like spring sports stuff? Anything you want to tell us?
No.
You're good.
I'm good. I will say this.
Yep.
As much as college hoops as you and I watch.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Jalen Brunson had this.
That's fair.
He has.
I thought that all the offseason chatter about him getting the bag was one of those. I always like those Nova guys. I like Josh Hart too.
Oh,
always have him. Bridges. I've always just those dudes that came out of Nova. I always just loved everything about how they played. Jay Wright, the whole Nova thing. They had a culture. They had an identity. Those guys came into the league. I just been fans of theirs. So I'm psyched for Hart. But I thought Brunson was just a prime example of a team has money to spend. There's not as much on the shelves, so you're overpaying for what is on the shelves. That's what I thought. And I think a lot of people thought that, right?
Yeah.
They were wrong. We were wrong.
Yeah.
I
always question.
You know who he is, Steve? He's him.
No.
He's him. Capital H. Him. No. He's a guy. We're talking about, do you have a guy? Nick's got a, they got
they
a
do.
Guy. They got a guy. They might have several.
Been a while.
Might have several. Brunson.
Give Tibbs a lot of credit for sitting Randall, too. That's hot hand. That wins in the playoffs, man.
It's a fun time of year. I get sad as the playoffs move on. You lose some of these teams that don't have a chance, but I love looking up and there's, I mean, as we speak, we got Milwaukee and Miami. We got the Rangers and the Devils. We got all sorts of stuff coming late. We're on Following Hockey Tonight. I just love the early late windows when there's multiple games going on. It's just like Thursday, Friday, the NCAA tournament, right?
Yeah.
There's just the more the merrier. And then when it gets whittled down to the more important games, obviously they're more important games. I just like having more stuff going on. So
who are the Texans taking?
I mean, if they don't take a quarterback, I don't know what they're doing. So are they trading out?
But they have 12.
So who are they going to? So that's true. So who are they going to get at 12? Who's left at 12? If it's Richardson, he's not ready. We just said that.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. That's.
I thought you liked Anderson.
I do.
Do you like him at 2?
I do.
Alabama's like Kentucky basketball, where they've had so many guys that not every one of them can be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's not great in the NFL, I'll be shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Bonus content. Barnwell sitting here. We're going to tape a segment, Barnwell. If the Texans don't take a quarterback at 2, which maybe they won't. Who would you want them to take?
I would take Will Anderson.
Barnwell says Will Anderson.
There you go, Bill.
This is one of those deals where I feel super smart because Bill knows more about NFL football than anyone, and he just validated my feelings. And so right now, I feel irrationally like, see how smart Scott is?
There you go.
I'm not kidding. I wish I were, but I think he'll be great in the NFL. I'm convinced he'll be great. Like the receivers, you never know.
Not a good receiver draft. Been a while since you could say that.
Give me Zay Flowers.
Oh.
I said it.
All right.
Because you can get him later. Not that late, but yeah. later than some other names.
His tape's not going to be against another running back in the Rose Bowl.
So you're saying this? You're saying Jackson Smith and Jigba? Are you saying that was a fraudulent afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, that one day
give me any other Ohio State wide receiver in that game that guy lines up over and tell me what happens.
I understand it was not a cornerback he was playing against, but take that tape out and he had an awfully nice year. That's one of the things. Again, I'm quoting Feldman's article that take the S2 thing for Stroud out. And the concern that was made that I find reasonable is you had better wide receivers in Wilson, Olave, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah.
Harrison, you had better receivers on Saturday than you're going to have on Sunday.
Like, not everybody can be Joe Burrow, have him on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, and that's a great point. Mm. I mean, Burrow had an absolute bomb squad at LSU, and then he gets to Cincinnati. He's like, oh, look what we got here. We got T over here. We got Taj on the inside. We got number one out there on the outside. Kind of like down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
That is true. I just, again, one last thing on Stroud. Just put on the Georgia tape. Is there another tape like that? Not really. Had some nice games. I mean, I gave him out against like Michigan State 2 years ago, and I want to say it was like 42-7 at the half.
Yeah.
He had some nice games.
Yeah.
I'm just rooting for him now because anytime stuff like this gets leaked, I think that's BS.
A little Stroud in the Commanders.
I mean, listen, he's never going to – no chance. Have to trade up for that.
Here's one for you. I was looking at the board and then just – I like Joey Porter Jr. a lot.
Okay.
If he's there at 17 for the Steelers, Mike Tomlin is taking him.
1,000,000,000%.
Right?
Penn State cornerback, Porter. Come
Porter.
On. Porter. That's very simple. Very simple. I mean, that would be too perfect for it to happen. But what did the Steelers take?
17.
I thought I saw Tomlin talking about who was going to be there at 32. I don't know.
I don't know either. 17. Sorry.
Say again.
He's got the pick for Claypool.
There you go. This is bonus pick. Barnwell's over there chattering. We got to go tape something with Barnwell for Sports Center. He's looking at me like I got stuff to do. He's tapping his watch. Done. He's tapping his watch like Damian Lillard. It's Barnwell time. All right. That's it for the podcast. I end interviews poorly, and I got to come up with like a safe word. We just say it, and then the podcast's over. What's
bye.
A good bye? Bye. There you go. Bye.